One of the new agreements Li Keqiang has overseen includes a number of collaboration agreements among Chinese and French nuclear power companies. Among the agreements, French nuclear power giant Areva has entered into a memorandum of understanding with the China National Nuclear Corporation for the creation of a used nuclear fuel processing and recycling facility. Another agreement between the two covers the entire fuel cycle, including extraction and conversion of uranium, fabrication of zirconium fuel assemblies, deconstruction and dismantling, transportation and recycling. The nuclear agreements are the latest in a long history of nuclear power ties between China and France. The two countries began collaborating back in 1978, when then Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping announced China's purchase of two nuclear power plants from France. Zhou Dadi, vice director of the China Energy Research Institute, says China's first nuclear power plant, the Daya Bay Nuclear Power Plant, was built with French technology.
China and France has a long history of nuclear power cooperation. French company's nuclear technology has been playing an important role in China's construction and operation of nuclear power plants. Our long-term cooperation covers not only the technology, but also management exchanges. On the Chinese side, we also help France develop the third-generation nuclear reactor EPR project.
Meanwhile, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also overseen the purchase of 45 Airbus A330s, as well as a deal for a provisional order of 30 more planes in the future. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls, who has also taken part in the signing ceremony, says they want to see the ties between China and France expand when it comes to industrial capacity.
That's also the case for aeronautics. We are developing a large-scale industrial partnership. The agreement we signed a few minutes ago is on the firm sale of 45 A330 Airbus with an optional deal for another 30 aircraft, and another agreement will be signed in Toulouse on Thursday on the creation of an aircraft completion center in Tianjin.
The Chinese and French governments have also announced plans to create a joint fund to support collaborations with third-party markets in a variety of fields. Feng Zhongping is the Vice Dean of China Institute of Contemporary International Relations. He explains that third-party markets mainly refer to developing countries in Africa and Latin America, especially the ones in initial stages of industrialization or with low urbanization levels.
China is an industrial powerhouse, and Europe is known for its most advanced technologies. Meanwhile, the developing countries have a strong demand in infrastructure updates, which provides a huge opportunity for China and EU.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's time in Paris comes on the heels of a stop in Belgium as part of his current tour in Europe. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.